Praise God. We love each and every one of you, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. And please get comfortable in our telecommunication sanctuary where we will go forth to the Father in prayer. Our Heavenly Father and our earthly brother, Jesus Christ, as we come to you, Father, through your only begotten Son that you sent to us, and we appreciate that so much, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, so much. We humbly appreciate everything that you've done for us and through us and around us, Father God. We just so much appreciate it. You know, we don't always deserve it, Father, but we appreciate everything that you're doing for us. We thank you for the Des de Leon family. We thank you for Artists International, a health and wellness company that has allowed so many of us to change our positions in life, Father, to help other people as we journey through this process, Father. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, co-founders of this call, Father. We appreciate that you have seeded in their heart to mentor and to put this platform together that we can come and hear a word of God. Father, we just ask you to seed in the messenger and that you give us a message that's going to touch our hearts, that you speak through that messenger, Father, that you give us something that's going to move us through this day, that will just show us your glory, Father. We just so much are prepared for this message on this day that you have given us. Father, we know that you're not going to allow any distractions or any disturbances that are going to just keep us from hearing this word, so we just bind that, Father. We bind that through your Son's name, Jesus. Father God, we do not take anything lightly. We know that this day that you granted us was not, it was only because of you, Father, so we don't take that lightly. We're going to close this prayer in your Son's name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to now turn the call over to our awesome host this morning. Again, my name is Bonita Cates, and as a member of the TMC family, we welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary. Host, and it's all yours.
Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Loud and clear, Minister Tide. Loud and clear from ATL.
Thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for seating and greeting the people of God, because, you know, we are all about the Master on this call. And I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you the warmest of kingdom's greeting as we begin our day together. The Master's Call is all about the Master. And as a family, we gather together early in the morning faithfully to give God glory, reverence, honor, and praise as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, all right, Holy Spirit, by Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that he rooted and grounded this call in Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin our call with prayer, and we end our call with prayer, and we pray that you continue throughout your day in prayer. This call is brought to you live Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. That's 712-432-0075, PIN code 957-677-POUND. And each day, you can return and listen to that same recording from the morning of the call at 712-432-1085 using the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And all of the message since the call's inception can be played back by visiting the website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word that God has placed in your belly, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other Platinums that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives through Artists International. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number for the MMC call is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. And we know on Wednesdays, our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador call, is hosted by Dr. P.K. Roberts. We also have the 90K and 90-day remix going on, and that number is 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 926-358-POUND. And that is the mentoring call on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So be there, be there, be there. Be ready, be ready, be ready. The Power of Now conference begins tomorrow, April 11th. If you are anywhere near Newark, New Jersey, then you need to be there. Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott has brought together a power-packed powerhouse conference, and if you want to be able to live in your now, then I suggest that all roads lead to Newark, New Jersey and the Power of Now Conference. And you can get more information at powerofnowconference.com. That's powerofnowconference.com. Father's Day weekend, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida, the Artist Global Conference Spectacular, hosted by our very own Kings of Artists. That's June 12th through the 15th, and it's a family affair. There will be a church service on Sunday hosted by the TMC family. So if you are interested in helping us in any way, whether you feel like you're called to pray, however you feel led to help, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So now I'm going to move out of the way so that this mighty woman of valor, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott, can come before us. Dr. Farrell Scott was a member of the 2014 class of inductees into the Martin Luther King Jr. Board of Preachers, Sponsors, and Collegium of Scholars. By no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifest by the person who is not willing to take a chance and live fully in the now. This statement introduces Dr. Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you, and she advises that you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. A staunch advocate for our generations to come, Dr. Farrell Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teaching. Dr. Farrell Scott believes that young people should be educated and fit for citizenry of the world. Dr. Farrell Scott also advances the message of living in your now. From Dubain, South Africa, to London, England, Guyana, and Trinidad in the West Indies, Canada, and all over the United States, Dr. Farrell Scott has traveled the world to share her message of living in your now and has been blessed to see life-changing effects on her audiences. Through her books, mentoring, coaching programs, radio, and television shows, she has helped thousands of people to live their lives to the fullest as they embrace their power of now. Dr. Farrell Scott received her doctorate in religious studies from Trinity Theological Seminary. She is an active member of several organizations, including the Lynx Incorporated, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Dr. Farrell Scott is a published author, transformational speaker, and president of the Caribbean American Student Educational Fund, an 18-year-old nonprofit organization which serves healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner to more than 1,000 children every day. All of Dr. Farrell Scott's work is rooted in her desire to see individuals excel above their circumstances. As an immigrant from Trinidad, West Indies to the United States, she understands the importance of access to equal opportunity and support for personal and professional achievement. Dr. Scott earnestly believes that God's family and community, all things are possible. Dr. Scott is the loving mother of three adoring children and the senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York. Without further ado, Dr. Scott, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Take
Can you
away.
Hear me?
Thank Absolutely.
You. I thank you for that kind introduction, and as always, I'm always moved by it. And I have to say, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. I come this morning and I thank God for this call. I thank God for the visionaries whose hands, the Deborahs, that God has planted this call, their hand in. And I give God praise and thanks that I have the ability to stand before you guys this morning. And I honor Dr. PK, I honor Dr. Vanessa, I honor strong women. I really honor them because we are the ones many times that keeps the clock ticking. So without further ado, I'm going to just give you what the Lord has placed in my heart to say this morning. And I ask God that you're open and ready to receive. I trust God as the sower goes out to sow and he sows. The scripture said, you know, a sower just goes out to sow. And as the sower throws his seed, the sower really doesn't know the seed that comes forth. But the Bible said it brings forth some 30, some 60, and some hundredfold. And I'm declaring this morning that as I speak, the words that I speak, they are spirit, they are life, and those words are going to bring forth fruit. Amen? I thank you guys for talking about the Pavnaw Conference. The Pavnaw Conference really came into being because of the desire that I see for men and women to understand that God wants you to live now. So many times we put our lives on hold. So many times we said, tomorrow, next year. How many people you know said, I'm going to go on vacation when I retire, and they died before retirement? Or persons that said, well, you know, when I get this or when I get this promotion, I will do this. And those things never manifest. And what do we have? We have persons that live and die being shells of the men and women that God sent them here to be. So I'm going to ask you a question that a young lady that I coached asked always this morning. Her name is Anissa. And Anissa asked a bold question, and she asked it at the Pavnaw Conference last year. And the question is, are you a river or are you a reservoir? Are you a river or are you a reservoir? When you live in your now, you will understand the question. What is a reservoir? A reservoir is a place that holds. A reservoir is a place where things come into. It just comes in. It just comes in. It just comes in. There's a large wall that keeps everything in for a reservoir. But what is a river? A river is a place where as things come in, they go. A reservoir is that place that always has an open hand. A river is that place that always has an open hand. There's always service happening at a river. Now, I was born and raised in the Caribbean, and so many times, I remember us going, we used to call the rivers ravine. And I mean, you know, culturally, we said a ravine instead of a river. But ever so often, when you're following the river, there would be a little tributary. There would be little tributaries of the river going off into certain places. So a river may start one place, but that little river, being a tributary, will go off maybe in a little village. And that village would depend on that river for washing and for drinking water. That is what a river is. If you think of the Ganges, think of the massive Ganges, think of the lives, the thousands, the millions of lives that are sustained just by that river. And then think of a reservoir. Just think the difference. Who are you this morning? Who do you want to be this morning? Do you want to be a river or do you want to be a reservoir? Do you want to be that person that God knows, if I bless you, you will be that tributary that decides that my living will not be in vain? Because as a river, as a person standing under an open heaven, it is my job, it is my responsibility to open my hands. And as God fills it with good things, I too bless other people's lives and be the vehicle through which God can fill. What happens to a dam? A dam hoards. A reservoir just hoards. And God forbid it breaks, what does it do? It causes destruction in its path. I'm telling you this morning, God is looking for some rivers. 2014, what do you want to be? Think of the Dead Sea. Think of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea just takes in. It gives out nothing. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. Nothing. It sustains no life. If you are a taker, it means you sustain no life. God is looking for rivers this morning. God is looking for the rivers to flow. So I'm going to share some scriptures with you. When I was a child, my mom used to love to sing the song, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessing." And I know many of you, maybe you have a mom or a grandmom that sang the song. I used to love the song until one day I found the song in the Bible. And my love for the song moved to a totally different level, because then in my spiritual walk, I was able to understand it better. So I'm going to take you with me this morning. Come with me this morning to the book of Ezekiel. And we're going to go to the chapter 34, and I'm going to start at the 25th verse. This is Ezekiel, chapter 34, starting at the 25th verse. And this is what it says. "And I will make them a covenant of peace, and I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing." God is telling me this morning to tell you, he wants to make you a blessing. "And I will cause the shower to come down from in this season. There shall be showers of blessings." When you are a river this morning, you can stand up and say, "Father, your word says, I am showers of blessing. Bless me, even me also, so I in turn can bless others." I'll read over the 26th verse again. It says, "And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing." This is your season. Hear me this morning. God is saying, "I will cause it to come in your season, and you will be showers of blessing." And when you're showers of blessing, this is what the 27th verse says. "And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, which has broken the bands of their yoke, and deliver them from the hands of those that serve themselves of them." When you become showers of blessings, now it says he'll do it in your season. And guys, each and every one of us, our seasons are different. If you drink Haterade, stop it. If you are a drinker of Haterade this morning, I said to stop it. Because when you're drinking Haterade, because someone is in their season, it can cause you to miss your season. He said, I will cause it to, he didn't say in the season. He said, I will cause it to fall in his. And guys, you know, when you see his in the Bible, I'm as much a feminist as everyone. But when we see him sometimes, we have to understand God is talking here, mankind. He's not speaking gender. This is not gender. When he said in his season, God is not just speaking gender. God is speaking mankind. It could be him or her. It could be his season or her season. Okay? So what he's saying is that God is saying, I will let it come in your season. Your season may be different to my season. So when your showers of blessings are flowing, my job is not to stand on the sidelines and criticize. My job is not to be filled with envy, but my job is to understand that if God has given you your season, then my season has to come. Because my God said, I am no respecter of persons, and what I do for one, I will do for all. So when your season, when another person is in their season, and the showers of blessing are being poured out upon them, and they don't have room enough to receive, your responsibility is to bless. Your responsibility is to continue saying, Father, I thank you that I am a river. Father, I thank you that as you bless me, I am blessing others. Father, I thank you that my hands are open. Father, I thank you that even now I am living under an open heaven. Father, I thank you that you have opened my mouth and you're filling it with good things. Father, I thank you. I need for you this morning. When you understand that you are the receptacle of showers of blessings, you have a mandate to start thanking God. You have a mandate to say, Father, you're blessing me in this business. And whether it's artists or it's another company, somebody better hear me this morning. If God placed you in that company, thank God for where he placed you. Leave other people where God placed them somewhere else. Shut your mouth. Stop comparing other people. Stop envying other people. Stop criticizing somebody because they have decided that their season with a company has come to an end and they're moving somewhere else. Your job is to thank God for where you are, for where he has planted you. Your job is to thank God that you, where you are, you are showers of blessings. That's your responsibility. And keep your eyes off of another person. Because their season, we're going back to what he's saying. He said, I will bless you in your season. And guys, we have winter, spring, summer, and fall. Some of us are in different seasons. How many of you had friends when you were in high school? But the season for your friendship with them has ceased. How many times you're dating someone and that relationship breaks up? The season has ceased, and you try to reignite it and find out that, hey, that season has already passed. God has put us in seasons, and it is in your season where you are that the showers of blessings will fall. And as the showers are falling, open your hands and receive it. And guys, don't stay on the topic that I just said a few minutes ago. Come with me. Somebody just park there. Don't park there. Don't take offense. Come on. Come along. Come along in the season that I'm speaking in right now. God has you in this season to bless you with the people that you need to be with in this season. Forgetting the things that are past, you press. So I'm going to read that scripture again for somebody this morning. This is what it says, Ezekiel 20:34. And I'd like to start at the 25th verse because it's the covenant of peace. When you understand, when you're walking in peace, you don't get jittery. You don't wonder, why my season is not here? But you understand that God is doing his will in your time. Not his time, because God is already done. But when you are ready for it, that is when it happens. So let's go quickly to Ezekiel 34. And I'm going to start at the 25th verse. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. God wants to give you a covenant of peace this morning. Great peace have they which love his law, and nothing will offend you. And I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. The 26th verse. And I will make them, and the places around them, my God, my hill, sorry, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his, her season. There shall be showers of blessings. That's a promise. And if you were to look at your business this morning, he said there will be showers of blessings. It is a promise. Claim it, receive it, and walk in it. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of the yoke and delivered them out of the hands of those that serve them. I came by this morning to remind you, that you are a river. You are a river. You are that tributary causing men and women to know that as showers of blessings, you are here to bless. I came by this morning to let you know that you are standing under an open heaven and the blessings of the Lord is being poured out upon you and you do not have room enough to receive it. I came by this morning to let you know as a river, you have a heart to serve, a heart to water, and a heart to bless, because at the banks of the river, there's growth. I came by this morning to tell you, you are a river, and a river shows God's love. A river shows God's blessing. Because the psalm said, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. As a river this morning, you're going to bring forth fruit in your season. Go back to season. Your leaves this morning are not going to wither. I don't care what your back office looks like, man. Your leaves are not going to wither. And whatsoever you do today is going to prosper. May God bless you as you understand you are here as a river to serve God's people. And I thank you guys for the honor this morning of being able to share. You are a river. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
My God, my God, my God. What an amazing word, Dr. Farrell Scott. And if you'll just bear with us for a couple of minutes, I'll bring you back to do the benediction.
Amen.
And I'm just going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. Are you a river or a reservoir? We thank you that we are rivers, oh God. Thank you for the woman of God who has poured so freely into us. Return that virtue back to her a hundredfold, God. We come before you now, covering the prayer requests of your children. We stand against cancer right now. Pancreatic cancer is a name. Prostate cancer is a name. Leukemia is a name. And they all must bow down to the name of Jesus. Infection is a name that must bow down to the name of Jesus. And Joni's cut is infection free. We bind up the spirit of procrastination. We bind up the spirit of lethargy. We bind this up in the name of Jesus. We loose supernatural favor and uncommon faith right now in the name of Jesus. You know every need on this line, O Heavenly Father, and we thank you that you are meeting them exceedingly and abundantly, more than we can hope, think, or ask, by the power that worketh within us. So right now, we just consider the prayer request, spoken and unspoken, covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify and honor you, God, simply because you are God by yourself. Amen and amen. I'll give you a few announcements, and then we'll bring Dr. Farrell Scott back. Remember, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Continue to keep the Artist Global Empowerment Conference in prayer. We are believing God big. Continue to pray. If you would like to join us at the service that Sunday, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. And if you want to listen to the playback of this amazing call to know that you are a river, you can play this call back today at 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677#. Dr. Scott, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Praise God. The benediction I'm going to give you guys is in the scripture that I wanted to share. And it's Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain. The Lord who makes the storm clouds, he will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field of every man. This morning, I pray that you ask rain from the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed.
This conference is being recorded.